Welcome to the British TV Watchlist, the podcast that covers Brit shows worth the binge from an American point of view. We've got insight and analysis into actors, characters, storylines, and entire series. If it's streaming on the telly, we've got thoughts. So pop the kettle on, settle in, and let's get started with another episode of the British TV Watchlist.
Aloha from sunny Honolulu, Hawaii. It's Michael T. This episode gets into one of our favorite new shows at the moment. It's called Patience on PBS. Patience is new in 2025, and it's a remake of the French original Astrid. You can find Astrid also on PBS Passport. If there's a trope to be had here, it's the average citizen does the detective work. That's proven a huge success over the decades. Think Father Brown, Miss Marple from Agatha Christie, Jessica Fletcher from Murder, She Wrote, Agatha Raisin, among others. What makes Patience interesting is the character, Patience Evans, is on the autism spectrum. We don't know much more other than she works for the police in the records division downstairs, in what looks like a dark, vast dungeon of file cabinets. It's a world that I suspect a person like Patience might prefer. Patience is played by Ella Maisie Purvis. She's in her early 20s and is relatively new to acting. When I first watched it, without knowing much, I was impressed by Purvis's performance as an autistic character. Well, it turns out that Ella Maisie Purvis was diagnosed with ADHD and is on the spectrum herself. Having been around a few people who were also on the spectrum, I was able to recognize some of the similar behaviors and body movements. I'm not an expert, but it looks like she's spot on with her portrayal of Patience. I watched her in an interview on YouTube, admittedly expecting the somewhat hesitant, halting behavior a neurodivergent person might exhibit. But I didn't see any. That makes Purvis's performance even more special. For such a young actress, I think it's amazing that she can nail even some of the more subtle movements. Much of the acting for Purvis comes in tense, unspoken moments, where Patience feels trapped and overwhelmed. Her hands clench, her eyes dart, her mouth trembles. She is visibly uncomfortable. It's kind of like those times when you're out in public and the urge to poop strikes. All effort and energy become focused. Purvis is subtle and marvelous in these scenes. And hats off to the directors for coaxing these performances out of her. What I love about the show is that it puts autism front and center in quite an artistic way. It's literally the star of the show. There's a balance the producers strike between the positive and negative aspects of autism. In Patience's situation, certain scenarios can be debilitating, but it's also her superpower, and her job allows her to take advantage of her condition. I know someone who's on the spectrum and know of someone I suspect is on the spectrum. Both of these people seem to be musical geniuses. One can pick up any instrument and teach himself to play it. The other is a kid of elementary school age who can recognize musical notes, play multiple instruments, and can produce music as if he had the chops of a seasoned Los Angeles music producer. It's beautiful to watch when a person's skill matches their vocation. One thing Patience seems to be very good at is pattern recognition. It's a common trait among those on the spectrum, and it includes visual, auditory, numerical, and behavioral patterns. Now, I'm wondering if more industries, not only the police, can use autistic persons to their advantage. It would give autistic persons a place in the workplace, and employers can deploy someone who's highly skilled and then watch them produce. As we see in the TV show, it does require a lot of patience on the part of everyone involved. If you're enjoying the British TV watch list and want to help keep the clues coming, consider supporting us on Patreon at British TV Watchlist. Your support keeps the episodes flowing, the research sharp, and the kettle warm. As a patron, you'll receive shout-outs during future episodes, and you'll live with the quiet satisfaction of helping this cozy corner of British TV fandom thrive. We'll make sure each episode arrives like a perfectly brewed pot of Earl Grey, complete with a plot twist. Thank you for helping us solve the mysteries together. To join the case, visit patreon.com/British TV Watchlist. If there was a theme in this PBS show, it would be observation. Because in each episode of Patience, it's all about paying attention. Patience Evans doesn't rush. She observes. And the series leans hard into that idea that quiet minds often see what loud ones miss. When the professionals skim surfaces and brush past anomalies, patience digs in. Not out of defiance, but out of instinct. Her mind is calibrated differently. Not better or worse, just tuned to patterns most people aren't even aware exist. This isn't just a neurodivergent superpower trope. It's a reminder. Observation, as Patience shows us, is not about collecting facts. It's about connecting them. It's the art of asking, what's here that shouldn't be? Or what's not here that ought to be? From museum corridors to quarry cliffs, the show's York setting reinforces this. Layers of time, histories half told, and clues that demand a second look. It's a city built for quietly brilliant people like Patience. It's also a reminder that in detective fiction and in life, there's nothing wrong with lingering in a moment until the truth reveals itself. So the next time someone says, "It's obvious," lean in, because obvious might just be the place where observation begins. The other star of the show is Laura Fraser. I've seen her in a couple of other British TV shows, Traces and Loch Ness, sometimes titled The Lock. You might remember her from Breaking Bad, Vanilla Sky, or the British cop show Crime. Fraser plays Detective Inspector B. Metcalf of the Yorkshire Police. There are two interesting things about this character. She's the one who sees the potential in Patience to help her unit solve crimes. But that decision is a huge roll of the dice, as you would imagine, and it affects everyone on her team. We also learn early on in the series that D.I. Metcalf is divorced and has a son who is diagnosed with ADHD himself. That makes for a full docket of subplots. How will her son interact with Patience? Will B now show more sympathy toward Patience? Will she expect a superpower from her son? How will the diagnosis affect her relationship with her ex? Stories abound. Patience films in York. A lot of shows and movies film or have filmed there. Bridgerton, for one. That's been a huge success for Netflix. That's a period drama set in London. You know, I wanted to like it, but I can't say that I'm a fan. Harry Potter, Gentleman Jack, and The Crown have also used York as a backdrop. So that brings me to the words York and Yorkshire. You see that quite a bit in areas in the UK. Devonshire, Shropshire, Nottinghamshire, and so on. I'm American, so I'm completely confused by this. I had to look it up. Is York the same as Yorkshire? The answer is no. Several websites explain it this way. York is an area within the larger county of Yorkshire. I'll post a link in the show notes if you want to take a deep dive. The area of Yorkshire is more than just small dogs and pudding. It's an area that dates back to the Roman era. It was a big trading hub back then. Today, the world Patience lives in and works in is a center for health, social work, education, tourism, technology, biotech, and more. It's got culture, too, a rich history, museums, significant geography, and architecture. That's York. And that's Patience, as seen on PBS Passport. I highly, highly recommend it. It's one of the best new shows of 2025. And that's it for this episode. Like, subscribe, post your comments. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, cheers!
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.